Blog Talk Radio.
Six Man
Radio.
Death before dishonor, loyalty lives.
As I enter an industry with thoughts so lucrative, I would self-destruct before I become captive. They wouldn't let me in, now I'ma take that initiative to stand firm and make my own pivot. Yeah, I knew a few people with similar thoughts like these, and together we make the illustrious CBD. We'll fight until the end. Giving up is not an option. Things will never be the same if you ain't with it. Get to walking, and I'm saying, keep it as a reminder. Never stay loyal, never dishonor. Games didn't work, must find something to keep on falling. You're part of the solution, and you're part of the problem. So we looking for something different, cause we done heard the calling. Time is now no longer, can I stand anymore stolen? Understand you possess the consciousness to open closed doors. Tell yourself it's no longer.
Good evening, and welcome to What Race, your show for odd news from the past week. I'm your host, this is every Monday night.
And this is,
Colby. You can find me on Twitter at KATU5, C-O-L-B-Y. I've been a lot more active on there lately, getting mad and starting shit, so find me, follow me, all that good fun stuff. And I was so rudely interrupted by my co-host.
Yeah, this is Rome. Welcome to another edition of What Race. You can hit me up on Twitter at Live in Rome, VIBINROME. Or
he's never on there, so don't really bother.
Or you can hit us both up on, you know, Facebook, our website, and I don't know if you guys know this or not, but we also have a phone number that you guys can either call in or send text messages to get your thoughts put on the radio show. That number is 850-583-0426. You can call or text that number anytime you want during the week, and just leave a message.
What's that number again?
850-583-0426. It is on the website if you guys want to look it up for future reference. The website is whatrace.wordpress.com.
So now that we got all that out of the way, how you doing?
Doing all right. How about yourself?
Pretty good. We missed you last week. No. No, we didn't.
Aww. I missed you guys, too.
It was sarcasm.
Very much so. What is it, not sarcasm?
Never. Anything interesting going on in your life? Anything fun you want to share with the world?
People watching is always fun. I've been doing a lot of that recently. That's one thing. If anybody ever knocks public transportation, it is the best place for people watching. You see and hear the most interesting things while either riding a bus or train or, you know, whatever. But the stories that you hear is just crazy.
But is it really, I don't know, I get that it's interesting, but, like, is it the type of stuff to also kind of make you want to hate that you're a person?
What?
And you have to, like,
come on.
Is it just something that you want, like, there's so many. Doesn't it, like, make you sometimes just want to, like, be like, I don't know you, and I don't claim being part of the human race with you, and all that?
Are you talking about when they're actually talking to you or whatever?
To me, I'm talking about people you see on public transportation.
No, not really. It's just funny. Some of their stories that they tell and how that some people just pour their whole hearts out in public, you know, and have no discretion whatsoever about it.
People kinda tell you
there are moments that there are times and yeah, there are times that you kind of shake your head at some stuff, but other than that, it's more entertaining than anything else.
You are not that easy to talk to. These must be some crazy people. Yeah.
So when was the last time you rode a bus? Or interacted with?
My sophomore year in college, and it was the first and only time I've ever ridden like a public bus like that. Unless you count a school bus.
No, that does not count.
Yep. I'll admit it. Does that make me bougie? Like,
some of us are too good to ride the bus.
Hey, sometimes I rode bikes, okay? So it's even worse.
The coast just mentioned that she's too good to ride buses, so.
I did not, and it's host, okay? God, one short temporary lapse. And the whole show you're being called a coast.
Yes, that's what your title is now, Coast.
It's not. Moving on. Do you have any good stories for us tonight, now that you've had 2 weeks to kind of collect them?
Of course, I always have good stories. Do you have any good stories?
A few.
All right. Well,
okay,
would you like
to
start us off?
No. I like putting you on the spot.
That's fine. How long did it take you to get your high school diploma?
4 years.
So you graduated from high school at the age of 4?
Oh. I graduated at 17.
Oh, excuse me. You are bougie. Well, this lady.
That's messed up, man. I was just young for my grade, okay?
All of us aren't able. Excuse me. You know, most of us graduated at 18 and 19, but, you know, Kobe over here. Ugh, I'm going to shave 2 years off of this right here. I'm tired of this foolishness.
I was just young, okay?
Right. Anyway, this lady in Iowa, she has finally received her high school diploma at the age of 99. That is
nice.
And she dropped out, I guess, when she was 17, instead of going ahead and getting her diploma, to help her family with a family business. They had a floral shop. And she decided to go back 80 plus years later to go on and graduate. She only had, I think, one credit left to graduate and receive a diploma. But I guess she didn't need it over the 80-some years that she was in school. So this lady is pretty amazing for her longevity because she's married 3 times and she survived all 3 husbands.
And she what?
She survived all 3 husbands. She outlived all of her husbands. Like one died of a heart attack, the other she died from some other causes, but she has 5 grandchildren and 4 great-grandchildren. So she made some babies while she was in high school. Yeah, but.
Well, to any listeners out there, any and all listeners out there, if you want to call in, comment, question, talk about, yell at us, I don't know. If you want to get involved with the show tonight, you can call 646-478-3599. Also hit us up on Twitter and Facebook, like Rome said at the beginning. Were you done with that story? Because I had another one on old people.
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay. So a 95-year-old...
Progress.
Don't get used to it. A 95-year-old Swede renewed his driver's license. Bertil is his name. No wonder I had a hard time figuring out the gender. Anyway, he says he will drive for as long as he can. There are not any limits there. like, how do you feel about old people driving? Let's just put it out there.
I mean, if they have a good driving record, then I don't see an issue with it. If they don't, well, they need to be either chauffeured around or catch public transportation.
Swedish Transportation Agency said that an estimated 1.5 million of the country's 6.2 million drivers are 65 and older.
Wow, that's a lot.
Right?
Yeah. Well, I guess there's not much you can do. I mean, if the majority is a bunch of old people driving, then I guess the risk factor there is kind of minimal. Wouldn't you say?
I mean, I think, like, it's fine if, like you said, if they're okay with driving, but I think there should be, like, vision tests and hearing tests and able to get it after, like, 65.
Well, some places do require that. For them to renew it at that age, they have to pretty much take the driver's exam again just to make sure they're safe drivers.
Make sure they won't be a safe driver?
Make sure they are. I was going to say make sure they won't crash and burn, but I corrected myself to say that make sure that they're safe drivers.
Well, okay. residents in Scott, Pennsylvania said that newly installed concrete traffic deflectors have earned the street that they're on quite a colorful nickname. People are calling it Venus Road. apparently, they look like male genitalia.
Really?
And people are laughing at it. What?
So really?
Yeah. They're, the commissioner there suggested flattening the tops of the bollards, are actually what they're called, but the traffic deflectors, to improve the appearance because people are laughing at it. But on the other hand, that's going to cost more.
Okay. Well, it's better for people to laugh at it, I guess, than get off to it, so.
I mean, hey, if they're laughing at it, they're noticing it, right?
Right. So,
I think they should just leave it.
I agree. Leave it be.
I mean, it builds character in the community.
Right.
Some crap.
Something like that.
Something like that. What else you got for us?
What I have for you, I actually haven't found anything. This one was kind of related. A man was pretending to be a police officer in front of a police officer.
That's brilliant.
You've heard of the story. Yeah. I'm sure you are aware that, you know, there are some fake officers out there that actually pull people over and try to either issue them tickets or, you know, rob them. So.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, the guy impersonating the police officer, in front of the officer inside of a convenience store, and he said that he is under the assumption that the police officer possesses drugs. So he's telling them to fork over the drugs and demanding that he fork over the drugs. Now, police officer, knowing, you know, procedures about going about things, asked him for his credentials, and since he didn't show his credentials, he arrested the drug dealer. No, he arrested the guy, and he is sitting in a nice cell in jail.
Well,
it's not nice.
I mean,
but
words
of the wise,
because it's just poor judgment.
Probably a little bit of both. He mistook the real cop as a drug dealer. But you know, if this ever happens to you or anybody else, like somebody comes up claiming to be a cop, by law, then when an officer is requested to, they have to show you their credentials. So if a heads up, somebody poses as a cop, request their credentials. If they don't show up, then you don't have to listen to them.
Good to know.
And in fact, you can turn them in.
Good to know. I mean, it's kind of hard to turn somebody in that won't tell you who they are, but whatever. What?
I didn't say anything. Look, you need to wake up, all right?
Man, I just worked 10 hours.
I'm playing a little violin on my shoulders right now.
Good. We're going to go to a music break, and we'll be back.
Yeah, we all up and through the air. Real niggas, yeah, we all up and through the air. Bad bitches, they all up and through the air. Try to take the niggas all up and through the air. All up and through the air. Real niggas, yeah, we all up and through the air. Bad bitches, they all up and through the air. Try to take the niggas all up and through the air. All up and through the air. Real niggas, yeah, we all up and through the air. Street niggas, yeah, they all up and through the air. Bad bitches, they all up and through the air. Bad bitch, and a pussy good on her. Classic, with a little hood on my fat ass, and it look good on her, don't get it twisted, shot it, turn the hood on ya, in the club getting fucked up, on some rock with no jewels, getting tapped up, VIP with the niggas in my circle, play my song and watch some hoes go to top 10, and do what bad bitches do, 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 yeah, yeah, we all up and through that, real niggas, yeah, we all up and through that. They all up and through that. Try to take the niggas all up and through that. Through that, through that, all up and through that. Real niggas, yeah, we all up and through that. Bad bitch, shit, they all up and through that. Try to take the niggas all up and through that. Through that, all up and through that. Real niggas, yeah, we all up and through that. Street niggas, yeah, they all up and through that. Bad bitch, shit, they all up and through that. Bad bitch, hair long, money long. And her broke niggas don't get along. And shawty on the dance to her favorite song. And that's so sad, it's a favorite song. And all my niggas got rats. Cause all my niggas be stacked. And all my bitches be fat. And all my bitches got cash. And none of my bitches gon' cap. What up? Hey, go ahead, turn up. Mention my name, whole city gon' show up. Hold up, girl, get low up. Hold up, girl, get low up. And do what bad bitches do. 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 Yeah. Yeah, we all up and through that. Real niggas, yeah, we all up and through that. Bad bitch, shit, they all up and through that. Try to take the niggas all up and through that. All up and through that. Real niggas, yeah, we all up and through that. Bad bitch, shit, they all up and through that. Try to take the niggas all up and through that. All up and through that. Real niggas, yeah, we all up and through that. Street niggas, yeah, they all up and through that. Bad bitch, shit, they all up and through that. And do what bad bitches do. 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 And she gon' get real low with it. 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 And do what bad bitches do. And do what bad bitches do. And do what bad bitches do.
I'm exactly who you could be. So just hold on, I'm going home. Just hold on.
Yes, welcome back.
Music break. I may or may not have gotten a nap in. I'm just saying.
You probably did definitely get a nap in.
While Kobe was
napping, I posted some links on the website that I thought were pretty interesting, which are some of the stories I have for the evening. The first of which is this lady, she quit through interpretive dance. She was working at a video firm or a company. She was working for a news company, and she said that her boss pretty much was only concerned with the quality of her work, so she was frustrated after 2 years of working strenuously and hard for her boss, so she decided to quit. So what she did was she recorded herself with a couple complaints here and there while she was dancing, and she quit via video. And so you can find that on our website. That's whatrace.wordpress.com. If you guys happen to catch us throughout the week and not do a live show, you can hit us up on the phone number provided.
Oh,
so, Kobe, you need to check out that video when you get a chance. Tell me what you think about it.
Did she do it like she just sent him the video, or she like played it while she was standing there, or?
Okay, so I'm gonna say this again, and this is the one time I'm gonna treat myself for the night. Go watch the video and tell me what you think about it.
Fine.
Notice the order of that. Watch the video, then tell me what you think about it. It's on the website, whatrace.wordpress.com. If you guys happen to watch the video while you guys are listening to the show, you can call us in at 646-478-3599. Press 1 to talk to us. And my next story after that is fairly interesting. Actually, I'll give kudos to this guy because he went, you know, he was creative with this task. So what he did was, oh man, sorry, just kidding. So he asked a group of cheerleaders to help him with his wedding proposal. Now, the reason why he did this was because his now fiance was a cheerleading coach. So for her years of service, she was being honored at the high school in Independence, Missouri, and her fiance arranged that once the honor, the honor ceremony was over or whatever, that they will hold up signs asking her to marry him, where he stood on one knee in the middle of the field, football field. So
that's
pretty cool
good.
And creative. Yeah.
I have a story totally unrelated.
What did you do?
It's usually how I roll. In Russia, police arrested two 33-year-old suspects after they set off a burglar alarm at a lingerie shop in Moscow.
Okay.
And they... okay. I'm not sure which happened first, but they botched a stick-up at a cafe. Okay, well, that's what happened first. And then they went into the lingerie shop and then botched that, too. Even though they walked away empty-handed from both of them, they are getting charged with robbery. But it's just funny how they didn't, how do you screw up that many times?
Right.
And they actually were admitting to clean out a cell phone shop next door, but they were confused in the darkness and broke into the lingerie shop.
Such a shame.
I guess it takes all kinds, huh?
Yeah. Speaking of thievery,
go ahead.
We have a thief that's in London. You know the saying, "Oh, we caught you red-handed." Well, this in this case, the guy was caught green-faced.
Green faces. Interesting.
Yes. After breaking into a car that sprayed in with a liquid that glows emerald under ultraviolet light.
Dang, that's high tech.
Yeah. Did I post that? Yeah. I posted the pictures on, well, I didn't post the pictures. I posted the link to the article on the website for you guys to check out. I don't even want to try to pronounce his name. Well, you guys check out the article, see if you can pronounce the name. Yafet Askel. He's 28 and denied entering the vehicle that police set up with the dye trap to catch thieves. But you really, it's hard to deny it when you're sprayed and glow.
Right.
When under ultraviolet light. But anyway, he was sentenced to 49 hours of community service in order to pay £400, which is roughly $650 U.S. dollars, on Friday. And so the police have released his pictures as warnings to any other potential car thieves. It's creepy.
Isn't that something that that's not surprising. Isn't that something that cops do semi-regularly, though? Like, the whole set up a car to get stolen, and or was it just for that one, like, that TV show? You know what I'm talking about? But they would, like,
I think I know what you're talking about.
Would
they have the video cameras in there? Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's called Bait Car or something like that.
I don't know. I just know that it was kind of a good show. Kind of, sort of. Maybe a little bit.
Maybe.
Anyway, is that like a regular thing? Do you know?
Yeah, I believe so. Well, it's probably a regular thing for, you know, metropolitan areas that have a high rate of car thievery. So.
This past week, a California man was selling a gold iPhone 5. You know, the I think it's the iPhone 5C. Coming out in colors, and so he got one, and he was selling it on eBay, and somebody bid $10,100.
Wow.
Clearly it was a mistake. He put an extra zero in there.
Right.
But the guy, yeah, well, the guy in California gave him a break by canceling the transaction. Nice guy, because that was legally binding, so the guy owed him $10,000,
yeah.
But
right.
There are nice people in the world still.
Yeah, they are. Some harder to come by than others, but they're out there somewhere.
It's even harder to find them on the internet, let's just be honest, because you can, like, hide behind a keyboard, you know? Nobody really knows who you
true.
Are.
Yeah.
In Waterville, Nova Scotia, today, a pumpkin-growing organization said a man there set a world record with a gourd measuring 11 feet long. It's freaking huge.
That is pretty huge.
My, what a big gourd you have. yeah. I was trying to find his name, but I can't. It apparently loves the heat, and you have to have a long enough trellis so that it can grow up and then grow down. And it's got to bear the weight, too. And it takes a lot of care, a lot of getting the right nutrients into the soil, and some of its luck. But, yeah.
Hmm.
It's
interesting.
Congratulations to him. It's Guinness World. Yeah, God, my mouth is not working today. It's a Guinness World Record.
That's today and every other day. Yeah, congratulations. I said congratulations. What's me?
Today and every day.
Yeah, today and every day. The truth hurts, okay?
Yeah, it does. Just a note, if you want to say anything, add anything, tell Rome you've been mean, anything like that, the phone number to call is 646-478-3599 while we're live. And
you know,
what is that
you
number?
You might want to say that a little slower.
Y'all people need to keep up, all right? 646-478-3599. And then if you're
good
listening
job.
To the archive of Blog Talk, you can text or call the number 850. If I remember what's the rest of it.
850-583-0426.
Tell him he's being mean. It's a new thing we've got going on. The phone number, not him being mean. That's pretty normal. Moving on. A game.
Wait. I have a related story.
All right, go for it.
A lady in, it's quick. It's nice, straight to the point. A lady tells a bear to leave the store that she's working in. Well, more so a restaurant. But, somewhere in Alaska.
A bear? Like a grr bear?
Yeah, like a bear, like a like Yogi Bear, but like real life bear.
What mean?
Anyway, a bear wanders into the restaurant. A lady sees the bear and says, "Hey, no, leave." And the bear just turns around and leaves.
And it left?
Yeah, immediately. As soon as the lady was like, no, leave. Their turn stopped toward entering the store or the restaurant and departed, never to return again.
That's pretty impressive. She's the bear whisperer, maybe.
Maybe.
How was that related?
But I said so.
Oh, proceed. Okay. So in Brussels, where the hell is Brussels? Belgium. I knew that. A programmer said a game scheduled for release this year puts Russian President Vladimir Putin against a horde of undead zombies. Sounds kind of fun to me, actually. Michelle Smeets is the Belgian game developer. Am I saying that wrong? Because that's a dude. Michel. Anyway.
Michel.
right. Make it sound French. He titled it, "You Don't Mess With Putin." And he gave him a sidekick who is an alcoholic man named Mike from the U.S. Of course, the U.S. would have an alcoholic. And they fight zombies that attack a news conference. It's very in-depth. Putin's one-liners in the game are based on actual statements from the official, so that's kind of cool. He has this tough guy image, and he's not afraid to get his hands dirty, is why he picked him. He hunts, he rides, he shoots. A leader should be stronger, in my opinion. No. In my opinion, Putin is the only world leader that really fulfills this image, is a quote from him. The game is not meant to be an endorsement of Putin's politics. He says he's not supporting socialism. He just likes the guy as a person and as a leader. But the game will be available next month, October 31st, for iOS and Android. So I guess it's like a phone game type thing. So if you're interested, keep an eye out. It comes out October 31st. He's kind of piqued my interest, I'm not going to lie.
Oh, cool. All right, well, going off topic again. I have a lot of animal stories today. This story takes place in Russia, where cameras capture an eagle killing a deer. Now, the cameras were intended to monitor Siberian tigers in Russia, but instead caught a golden eagle fatally attacking a deer.
I didn't know that could happen.
Neither did I, but when you look at the pictures, the eagle's pretty big. With the wingspan and everything, it's about the size of a deer, so It's very, very intriguing. Didn't know they got that big, but apparently they do. They're feasting on deer.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah. Another animal story I got, I posted it on the website, whatrace.wordpress.com, is a kitten that would not let go of a pizza that it stole from a pizza parlor.
Pizza?
Pizza. P-I-Z-Z-A. So the owner nabbed the cat, or the kitten, while the kitten was holding on to the pizza. I was trying to shake the pizza loose from the cat kitten's paw and failed. So there's a video of it, and you can check it out up on the website. And let us know what you think about it, either live or by calling us, leaving a message, or you can text. I tested it out everything, and everything works beautifully. So you can text your text number, or you can call in, leave a message. Either way, it'll be played. Your message will be revealed on the following show.
Revealed. Try it out. It's pretty cool technology. There should be like a race to be the first person to use it. Besides Rome. Because he's nerdy. So he doesn't really tell. But definitely try it out. Check it out. All that good stuff. And in the weeks to come, I guess you could let us know what you think about it. You know, we've
pretty much
off our minds. But I guess we care what you think too.
Yeah. Or anything, you know, if you guys are still like chatting up, you know, do that too. So, because I check it periodically throughout the week, so I might even get back to you.
I saw something this past week that.
With your eyes?
Cracked me up. Okay. So, I don't remember what it was. It was a couple years ago. You probably saw the Walmart video, a song about Walmart.
The what?
Let me pull it up. It's about Walmart, and it's like a shaking video.
A twerking video?
Well, yeah, but that's not like, it was before twerking was a big thing, but it was still a thing. Let me pull it up really quick. I know you'll know it.
Wait for it.
I think it's by Mr. Willie. Nope, not by Mr. Willie.
Wait for it. Well, while she's pulling that up, I'm going to talk about this fencing coach that stopped a robbery in a shopping center.
Okay.
Yeah. In Nashville, Tennessee, Franco Scaramuza pulled into a Bellevue shopping center and witnessed a crime. He saw two male suspects in the parking lot pepper spraying a couple and stealing their purse. The first thing that he says went through his head was, somebody should do something about this. And that's exactly what he did. He took his little fencing, what do they call that? His fencing sword, stick, whatever.
His what?
And, yeah. He took his fencing sword. Oh, EP? EP?
And you're making fun of me.
Okay. How do you pronounce E with the little accent mark P? E, accent mark, E.
Epe.
Yeah. Epe, whatever.
I don't know. I really don't know.
Yeah. Using his skills that he's acquired over the years, he charged the robbers and retrieved the purse from them and notified the proper authorities and held them until the authorities got there. The suspects were in jail with a $30,000 bond each. Now you may proceed.
Thanks so much. So, back to what I was talking about. This is the song. It came out in, like, a long time ago. I don't even see the date. Okay, so that's just like a taste of it. And basically, the video, if you haven't seen it, it's the New Orleans bounce booty shaking dance style, which basically is twerking before it was called twerking. Anyway, it's a couple girls going through Walmart twerking and shaking and bouncing and whatever you want to call it. So I found out this past week. I thought it was ironic because, of course, New Orleans is in Louisiana. There is a town in Louisiana that has actually made twerking illegal. I was just like, that is hilarious because the first I had ever really seen of, like, something that, I mean... Because, like, I would go out and see people, like, bouncing and stuff, but not quite that much. So that video was the first that I've really seen of that. And, of course, twerking has kind of taken over. And now it's starting to get banned places. I'm trying to find what the name of the town is.
Come on. You can do it.
It's called DeQuincy. DeQuincy, Louisiana, however you want to say it. Oh, never mind. Just kidding. It's a fake story.
And with that, we'll go to a music break.
Thanks.
Funk Master Flex Night.
One day you're here, one day photo shoots with paparazzi. Can't even take my daughter for a walk. See him by the corner store. I feel like I'm calling it off. Enough is enough, I'm calling it off. Who the fuck I'm kidding though? I'm getting high, sitting low. Flying by in that big body. Curtains all in my window. This fame hurt, but this chain works. I think back, you had the same person. If this is all you had to deal with, you deal with this. This ain't work, this light work. Camera snapping, my eyes hurt. Dying back where I was first. Up your iris in the IRS. Get the hell up off your high horse. You got the shit to die for. Try yours. Why you mad? Take the shit with the bad. Or throw the baby out with that bad for it. You still alive. Still that nigga. You survive. Still getting bigger. You living a lot. Vanilla wafers in the villa. Illest looking alive. Michael Jackson thriller.
And baby, it's amazing I'm in this place with you.
Go to the crib, she got the Gucci linen. I see Boobie grinning. sinning. She looked and said, Cam, I know that you be sinning. Nah, I'm a changed man. Look at the range, man. I got a whole new game plan. Looked and said, that's nothing but game, Cam. She was right, she was up in the range, man. Dropped her off at the L, now I'm flipping the cell. That's right, I had to call up L. Yo, L,
what up?
I hit,
what else?
Plus don't
say word,
and we got it on tonight.
Hey, Ma, let's fly.
Nori and Dago.
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 358 people gathered to dance provocatively, aka twerk, in New York's Herald Square, and they set the record for twerking, the world record.
Wow.
Yep. Organized by New Orleans bounce music artist Big Frida. Mind you, that relates back to the video or the Walmart song that I played. Yeah, so they set the world record for most people performing the dance at one time, surpassing the 250 mark.
So many people are willing to, you know, get organized to do.
Yeah. One of the participants was Joan Wind, who was 73. She said she just spotted the event while shopping nearby. And, she said, it was great, I think, today for the 2 minutes. I lost a few pounds. I mean, you can lose some weight twerking.
I bet you can.
tone up, and it'll make you sore, and not that I know or anything.
I'll take your word for it.
You know, I've heard
so,
through the grapevine, you know.
Yeah, let's see how well I know you. So how
well
do you like the video? Yeah.
I really liked it.
See now.
Yeah, it
what part was
great.
Your favorite part?
The part.
The part that you didn't watch.
Where it ended.
Oh, gotcha. So why don't you watch the video while I talk about
this? I don't even remember
this.
What the video was about.
The girl quitting her job.
Oh, right. My favorite part was the twerking.
Actually, she didn't even twerk in the video. I'm surprised. But anyway, so to correlate with the New York story, there are now tech stops in New York, in New York State. The tech stops will allow drivers to pull over in a safe, safe exiting area where they can safely send a text message while the car is parked versus while they are driving on the freeway.
That's important because it's illegal to, well, at least in Florida, it's illegal to text and drive as of tomorrow.
There is. It's illegal in New York and I'm sure a few other states as well. So maybe Florida will jump on board with the whole texting zones, as they are called. And
that's a good idea.
So far, and it's a little ridiculous. Like, if you're driving with somebody, you can have them text, or, you know, I don't really think that they're actually new zones. They're just, all right, here are the rest areas that you can pull over and send a text message, if it's that important.
But I mean, think about, like, older people, that's good if they're, like, trying to mess with a GPS and...
That's true.
I mean, it's not just, it's tech, not text, right? So it's not just for that.
Right. So, wow. The governor for New York has announced a 365% increase in tickets issued for distracted driving. Well, the summer of 2013 compared to summer of 2012. So the New York State Police have handed out more than 221,000 tickets in regards to texting while driving. And I have the number right here now. 41 states banned texting while driving. And I guess there'll be 42 momentarily once Florida jumps on board there. But,
I'm watching the video, so you just keep on.
I found it really interesting because at a certain point in time, they're talking about closing down the rest area. So I guess they're going to be reopening those up for people to pull off the side of the road to text and, I guess, rest from driving as well. So we shall see. Now you have text zones, so don't get caught texting and driving. Otherwise, you'll be issued a ticket for being a distracted driver. And also have in Louisiana, you spoke of a story previously about that. I guess that's where the twerking, you know, the story before that was. Anyway, apparently, according to a new report, Louisiana is the worst state for women. If that didn't get
because they can't twerk.
Well, in addition to not being able to twerk. It's the worst state for women because there's such a huge gap in the wages, poverty rate, and family leave laws, and it's one of the states with the highest percentage with women without health insurance, and it's also one of the top states for infant mortality rates. So, they looked at over 36 separate factors to try to see, you know, why it was the worst date for females, and the ones I previously listed were, wow, that's a huge number. More than 22% of the women in Louisiana are in poverty. Close to a quarter, like almost one, a little more than one out of five women you see are in poverty.
Look at you using your math skills.
Yeah, I have it, so why not use it?
I suppose. So I like the video.
Oh, you watched it now?
I did.
What'd you do that
My favorite
quick?
Part was when... What?
Your favorite part was when?
When she danced on the table.
Yes, she watched the video. It is inconsolable. Yeah, time for the stories.
What?
What's your next story?
So
or did you
want to
elaborate
spiders.
On her quitting via interpretive dance?
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. People need to watch it. I watched it muted, but people need to watch it. So since you love spiders so much, I've got a spider story for you.
Why would you have a spider story for me? I don't like spiders like that.
You love them. So, that is not yawning. North Texas residents have reported an unusually high number of silky strings in the air that experts said belong to migrating spiders.
What? Spiders don't migrate.
They do, though.
Wait, they do not. Stop with your lying.
I'm not lying. Yeah, so there have been, like, a large number of these spider web strands just floating in the air, attaching to trees and other objects. Some people didn't know what it was, and they were scared to go outside of their homes. Like, they were that many. But other people thought when they saw them in the trees, like, that there was something wrong with the trees. Turns out it's just spiders. The webs are made by freshly hatched spiders on their annual migration to more fertile hunting grounds. There's some that produce a ball like a banana.
So by more fertile hunting grounds, what do you mean? Like north? Or
like
to the west coast?
There are some that produce a ball like a balloon, and there are some they call tent spiders because they create almost like a tent-like triangle. And they're going to be feeding on the bad insects that we don't want. These are the good guys, he says, the expert says. And they're all going to Rome's house.
I don't have insects here, so they don't need to come to my house. They need to go...
Maybe you're the insect.
I'm the insect?
Yep.
I doubt that.
All right, there's another story that I'm... baffled and intrigued and no, like you, if you were looking at what I was looking at here, I'll send it to you. You'd be doing the same thing. So there's a 22-year-old that has two noses, one of which is on his forehead randomly. In China, I think. You do not sound impressed. You clearly aren't looking at the link I sent you.
You don't send me links.
I sent you the link. So
I am looking for said link that doesn't exist.
Okay. Here's what happened. The kid, he's 22, he's Chinese. He lost his nose due to an infection, and then the doctors grew a replacement nose on his forehead.
Do they realize that the nose doesn't go there?
Right. They surgically formed a new one on his forehead of all places, though. I'm like, why couldn't you have made it somewhere hideable? And it's huge, too. So tissue extenders were placed under the skin and then cut to resemble a nose. Which in the next coming weeks, doctors are going to implant Yeah, he looked at the pictures. When they do transplant the nose, they'll use the cartilage from his ribs to give the nose added structure. You know, if he walked around while it was raining, he'd collect water in the nostril.
He would, and he'd probably lose another nose.
Why are you laughing?
About this. Because, like, why would you put somebody's nose right there on their head?
Oh, well, apparently
what happened to growing...
They use the forehead because the skin there is most like the nose, as opposed to anywhere else.
Don't they normally make extra parts like this out of the rear end?
Like skin graft?
Yeah, skin graft. Take it off your tush.
Yeah, but this isn't a skin graft. This is like something that they inserted under the skin.
Let's see. Wow.
You guys gotta look at this picture. We gotta put this up on the website.
That's what I'm doing right now. Patient.
But yeah, after the surgery, doctors will.
Will he have a huge scar on his forehead?
He will have a small scar, yeah. But he'll have a nose. But I don't understand because he has a nose.
Right.
It's just small.
That's what I'm looking at. I'm looking at
the
picture and I'm like, well, the nose that he has already doesn't look bad. So why would they do this to this poor child?
And he's going to have a giant nose. Like, that is his schnoz on his forehead. I never thought I would say that.
Yeah, it was pretty cool if it worked.
I mean, it probably will, but it's just funny looking right now.
Yeah.
All right, what is with dudes and doing things with their little dudes?
What's up with dudes doing things with their little dudes? Could you perhaps elaborate a little bit on that?
What is with guys using their members to do things? Like, it's like a weird thing that you guys have.
Such as what?
Just because you have something sticking out of your body. What?
Yeah, I know. I understand that. But what weird things are the guys that you're speaking about doing?
In Portland, Oregon, an Oregon tech blogger, what the hell is that? Blogger said he was able to use the iPhone S Touch ID system to unlock his phone using a private part.
Well, looks accurate, right?
He was able to use his genitals in place of a fingerprint for the Touch ID system. To unlock the phone and authorize purchases through iTunes. And not only did he successfully register the private part with relative ease, he was also able to use it to unlock the device. So he, like, you know how most people, like, register their thumbprint or whatever to get into their phone? Well, every time he needs to use his phone, he's going to have to pull it out.
Pretty much. Well, I mean, at least that's very secure, using your lower member to unlock your cell phone. Fairly accurate. Better than a fingerprint. This is mine. You cannot fake this.
I suppose. Other bloggers had attempted and failed to register body parts, including elbows and nipples, for the Touch ID. The thing is, though, you got to think about it, and I'm probably thinking too much about it, but with your thumbprint, it's pretty much going to be one size, but with that, the more pressure, you know, it's going to be slightly bigger.
Right. Or if it gets aroused or something like that. Oh, sorry, I don't recognize you.
You're not who I thought you were.
Sure.
I just thought that was funny. It's like, I mean, I don't go around trying to open things with my boobs. I don't get it.
People have tried that, apparently, and it doesn't work.
Well, nobody said it with chicks.
By the way, the picture's up. So for all you listeners out there, you can check out the picture on whatrace.wordpress.com, as well as some other links that I posted up there, including the man, the green thief, the kitten that doesn't want to let go of the pizza, and the dance video. So check that out when you get a chance.
One last story to leave us tonight.
All right.
A Dutch artist sculpted a human skull. Okay, sounds pretty normal, right?
Is that a Dutch bunny? Is that a Dutch bunny?
No, a Dutch artist sculpted a human skull. But guess what? Their name is Dido. D-I-D-D-O. Guess what?
What
he sculpted it out of? You gotta guess, man.
I give up.
Guess.
Poopy. I don't know. Tell me.
No, dude. Out of gelatin and street sourced cocaine.
Of course.
Lab tests found it to be 15% to 20% pure. And it's called, I can't even pronounce that. It's not intended to be a parable on the self-destructiveness of addiction or substance abuse, the artist says. He says, I don't want to over-intellectualize, but it's the fusion of two icons that provoke thought and discussion on the nature of man, specifically about his creation of and participation in a society which echoes own need to lose control.
Hmm.
Pretty interesting. And that happened, of course, in Amsterdam. How about
of course.
We appreciate you listening in, not calling
sure
in,
do.
All that fun stuff.
We'll get over it one day.
I hope to talk to y'all next week, same time, same place. You know where to find us. Until then, thanks for listening.
Have a good night.
Death before dishonor, loyalty lives.
As I enter an industry with thoughts so lucrative, I was self-destruct before I become captive. They wouldn't let me in, now I'ma take that initiative to stand firm and make my own pivot. Yeah, I knew a few people with similar thoughts like these, and together we make the illustrious DVD. We'll fight until the end, giving up is not an option. Things will never be the same if you ain't with it. Get to walking,
don't
and I'm saying
never.
Keep it as a reminder, never stay loyal, never dishonor. Things didn't work, must find something to keep on falling. You're part of the solution and you're part of the problem. So we looking for something different, cause we done heard the calling. Tell me it's now no longer can I stand anymore stolen. Understand you possess the consciousness to open closed doors. Tell yourself it's no older man. I'm growing.
Stop
what I'm saying. We gotta go. We will take no more. I'm gonna let you know.